Today is Thursday, August 20th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And you listen. And today is no different. So last night, I went to bed and I proceeded to watch something called Goliath until about 4 in the morning. Now, somewhere along there, I did fall asleep, and then I woke back up, and I really wanted to finish the episode that I had fallen asleep on, so I started it again, and yeah, so I had watched something over and over and fallen asleep, and I think that happened at least twice. But I didn't stop watching it until 4 a.m., which is not good. It's not good. And then I was dragging this morning when I got up because I had, you know, I had watched all of this stuff and I don't know. Why did I do it? I don't know. Because I've been for a few years, I've been thinking about whether or not I was going to watch it. And Mark and I, you know, with the COVID-19 and everything and as much TV as we watch anyway, we've run out of stuff to watch because A, it's the summer, and so nothing really, most of the procedurals that I like to watch, most of those have stopped production, and they don't release new ones in the summer anyway. And a lot of the reality stuff, you know, that we watch is because of COVID, they're not able to record. So anyway, bottom line is we've been going through any possible Netflix, Hulu, Amazon originals, you know, that we could possibly go through. And Goliath is a law show, and I really like law shows. Like, I really like them. And so I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to watch a couple of episodes, because sometimes even really great shows take a couple of episodes for you to really like get in there and really enjoy it. And so I started it episode 1 after we had gone to bed, which that was like 11:45, which I shouldn't have done at all. But sometimes Mark doesn't like legal shows, and he's not as much of a procedural fan probably as I am. And so anyway, I just wasn't sure whether he was going to like it. And I thought, well, I will watch a couple of episodes. And I thought I would watch like one episode and then go to sleep. Because normally I just watch, actually, normally I play YouTube stuff and I drift off to sleep while a YouTube video is playing. Because for some reason, and one of my uncles is this way as well. Like, for some reason, I can't sleep at night without having something playing. Like, I need the TV on at least while I'm going to sleep. I'm not really sure why that. I can, but I prefer not to. I prefer to have a podcast playing or a TV show playing or a YouTube video playing or something like that. And I know that's not, supposedly that's not good for you to like take your phone with you to bed and I don't know, the blue light or something, you know, can keep you awake or something. But I don't really have insomnia. So it was like, I can go to sleep, but I'm a baby. I think it's because I'm a baby. I just don't like going to sleep. I've always been a night owl, and I don't like going to sleep at night, and I don't like being told what to do. You know, I'm a little bit rebellious, and something about a bedtime feels like I'm being told what to do. So I don't know. I just don't like to go to sleep. So I watched that way too late, so I was a little bit sleepy today, but I do have good news for all of you who really cared. So I get up, I take my shower, I take Sydney out to use the bathroom like I always do. That's my, you know, morning ritual. And then I walk up the steps to my office or the studio, And but as I'm taking, that's my normal ritual, but as I'm taking her out this morning, there are a couple of guys on the sidewalk. And Sydney is so friendly, and she runs up to them, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I hope these aren't like, I don't know, these aren't people either trying to sell me something or witness to me. And I'm like, hi. And he's like, oh, we're with Ozarks Go. Well, Ozarks Go is the, I think for a while now I've been talking about the fiber internet that we were wanting to get installed. So when we first moved in, we figured out that it was going to take way too long for Cox Cable to come bring the internet, or bring the internet, bring us the internet. It was going to take them way too long to get everything up, and we are working from home. So we're like, we've got to have internet. And so we contacted Ozarks Go, and they told us apparently what was either the person who we talked to had no clue, or they were lying, basically, told us, oh yeah, we'll be able to get out there within like a week or something. And then you guys all know I went through that drama of them not coming, and I had to call Cox back and be like, hey, you know, when can you come out? And it ended up that Cox was able to come out and help us with the install. And we had a cord running through a window for a while, but when the electrician came, they were able to fish that wire in to where it needed to go, and now we're all good. But then Mark kept calling Ozarks Go because we really want fiber, because I do a lot of uploading and stuff like that, and we want the fastest internet we can. And the one good thing about fiber, other than, you know, it's fiber all the way to the home, which should be really fast, is that the upload speed is the same as the download speed. And so, anyway, so Mark had, you know, continued to call them and check up, and they kept saying, well, there's a list, yada, yada, we're working through the list, whatever, and they couldn't come out. And so finally he called them, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday of last week, and they said, oh yeah, we're good now, we can come out. Now, I don't know why, I don't know who was maintaining this list or whether they didn't have a list at all. I'm not really sure, but they, you know, had not called us to schedule an appointment. So I tend to believe, had he not kept following up, that they would have just forgotten all about us, you know, forgotten that we existed. And so I'm glad that he kept following up. Anyway, so it turns out the guys in the driveway or on the sidewalk were with Ozarks Go, because Mark had set an appointment for today for them to install the fiber, do the in-home portion of everything. And so I had to bring Sydney in, and I'm like, okay, come in, you know. And I was so flustered, because I had forgotten that they were coming. Also, I think they were supposed to come around 10 a.m. and it screwed things up, because I had a couple of meetings and they needed to turn the internet off or like unplug things to do what they were doing. And so, and Mark was in meetings, and so I had to push some of my meetings around and tell people, you know, oh, I'm going to have to miss this meeting because, you know, whatever. And I missed one of my meetings because I was working with them, and, you know, they were showing me speeds that, you know, all of that stuff that you have to do when the internet folks come over. But that's the good news, though. It's installed. Now, right now, we have two different internet companies providing, you know, we have internet coming in from two different companies at the moment. I did make sure I did not have a contract with Cox, so that once the fiber was installed and we were happy with it, I could call them, you know, call Cox and cancel it, and, you know, assuming we're happy. The one problem with the fiber is, even if we're not happy with it, you have to sign a year contract with them in order to get them to install everything. It's funny, you don't really sign anything. So I don't even know how that's legally binding, because when you say sign a contract with, you know, a cable company, they don't actually send you a document or like give you a document when they roll up, you know, in your house and say, okay, sign this thing saying you're going to be paying for a year. We didn't technically sign anything. I'm sure it's legally binding. I mean, I should know after all these legal shows that I'm watching, but you always say sign a contract. We didn't sign a contract, or we did sign a contract, but it's literally, there's nothing signed. in the case of cable companies, usually. Maybe some cable companies do make you sign something. I don't know if, like, paying them, I don't know if, like, your first payment, they have some language that says, when you pay, you're agreeing to this contract. I don't know. Maybe they do. Regardless, if we find out we don't like them, we're stuck with them for a year. Or else I'm sure there's some penalty that we have to pay or something like that. But so far it's been pretty good. I mean, the one thing that's been really good, I've been doing speed tests all day. And the one thing that's been good is the upload speed has been consistently faster than the download speed. And on the weekends when I record Mix Minus with Daniel, one of the things that's been a real challenge since we moved, which I never really had much of an issue before, is each of us record our own audio and then I upload my audio to him so that he can do editing. And normally it was really fast, but ever since we moved, the upload was taking like over an hour just to upload my files. And the Cox internet was capping out around 30 megabit per second on the upload. And so, and these WAV files that we record are pretty large, and now we're doing this video thing that we're posting on YouTube. And so that file is gigabytes. That's like 4 or 5 gigabytes, I think. And so it was just taking a really long time, and Daniel kept saying, when are you getting fiber? When are you getting fiber? And so anyway, I'm happy to report, Daniel, if you're listening, that the upload speed right now, and it's not gigabit, I'm going to say, you know, you never get what you're promised, are you? Do you? But the one, I just did a speed test and the upload was 760 megabits per second. So I think that's going to be much better than the 40 I was getting before they installed this today. So that's good. So yeah, nothing else has really happened. Just worked today. Last night we worked out and did a little Pokemon playing. It was not a community day, but it was a raid hour. So we went and did some raiding in the local park. And I invited RT Cruiser to a remote raid, but he did not accept. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.